The timetable in terms of tax reform is pretty much in flux, but everyone from the administration to lawmakers on Capitol Hill recognize that the tax code here in the United States has not been fundamentally reformed in 31 years. President Trump ran a campaign based on sound business principles, which is clearly in his wheelhouse, and a top priority of his since day one has been reforming the tax code. While we're not really sure what it's going to look like in terms of when comprehensive tax reform legislation will be released on the Hill, we do know that members on the Hill are committed to getting something done by the end of this year. Ed, this is our opportunity to repeal the death tax permanently, once and for all. The death tax has been a burden on our nation's agricultural producers for over 100 years now, and so our number one goal in tax reform is to repeal the death tax. After that, we want to make sure that we're preserving provisions that are critically important to our producers. Right now, cash accounting, like-kind exchanges, the step-up in basis, utilizing interest deductions as a legitimate business expense, Section 179 expensing, all of these are tools in the toolbox that our producers use every single day when it comes to helping transition from one generation to the next, and also managing their expenses and their tax burden in years of high volatility and depressed markets. And so as Congress moves to reform the tax code, when we talk about simplification, it's great for the average individual, but simplification for farmers may actually be a bad thing depending upon what the rates actually look like. So our number two and, you know, equally as important priority is preserving all of these tools in the toolbox, because without them, our farmers and ranchers may end up seeing a tax increase.